and a bottle of bubbly. Yeah. Here's to another goddamn New Year. And outside, 2 million drunk Bostonians are getting ready to sing Auld Lang Syne out of tune. I sit there in my easy chair, looking at the clouds, horns with celebration. No wonder if you're out there. Hey! The ice of Boston is muddy and reflects no light. Midday or night, I slip on it every time. Open the third bottle of bubbly. Yeah, and I take that bottle of champagne, go into the kitchen, stand in front of the kitchen window, and I take all my clothes off, take that bottle of champagne, and I pour it on my head, feel a cascade through my hair and across my chest, and the phone rings, and it's my mother. And she says, "Hi, honey, how's Boston?" And I stand there, all alone on New Year's Eve, buck naked, drenched in champagne, looking at a bunch of strangers, looking at them, looking at me, looking at them, and I say, "All fine, Mom, how's Washington?" Party line is, I followed you up here. Well, I don't know about that. Mainly because knowing about that would involve knowing about some pathetic, ridiculous, and absolutely true things about myself. I'd rather not admit to right now. I woke up at 3 a.m. with the radio on, that Gladys Knight and the Pip song on, about how she'd rather live in his world with him than live in her own world alone. And I laid there, head spinning, trying to fall asleep, and I thought to myself, "Oh, Gladys, girl, I love you, but oh!